भगवान विश्व भावना वीक्षो जहारवामेन तम करेण सलीलया तत्रागत्यारविन्दाक्षो भगवान विश्व भावना वीक्षो जहारवामेन तम करेण सलीलया तत्रागत्यारविन्दाक्षो भगवान विश्व भावना वीक्षो जहारवामेन तम करेण सलीलया तत्रागत्यारविन्दाक्षो भगवान विश्व भावना वीक्षो जहारवामेन तम करेण सलीलया तत्रागत्यारविन्दाक्षो भगवान विश्व भावना वीक्षो जहारवामेन तम करेण सलीलया तत्रागत्यारविन्दाक्षो भगवान विश्व भावना वीक्षो जहारवामेन तम करेण सलीलया तत्रागत्यारविन्दाक्षो भगवान विश्व भावना वीक्षो जहारवामेन तम करेण सलीलया
द वर्ड फॉर मीनिंग वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग इज एज फॉलोज तत्र देयर आगत्य गोइंग अरविंद अक्षः लोटस आइड भगवान द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विश्व ऑफ द यूनिवर्स भावनः द मेंटेनर वीक्ष सीन उज्जहार पिक्ड अप वामेन लेफ्ट तम इट करेण विथ हिज हैंड सह ही लीलया इजिली ट्रांसलेशन बाय द डिसिपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द लोटस आइड सुप्रीम लॉर्ड मेंटेन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स वेंट टू द वेल एंड सॉ द लिजर्ड देन विथ हिज लेफ्ट हैंड He easily lifted it out. There is no purport, so we'll continue till we get a purport. Sauttama shlokara bhimrishto vihaya sadya krikala sarupam santapta chamikara charu varna swargyat bhutalankara arana ambarasrak. Translation. Touched by the hand of the glorious Supreme Lord, the being at once gave up its lizard form and assumed that of a resident of heaven. His complexion was beautifully colored like molten gold, and he was adorned with wonderful ornaments, clothes, and garlands. Text 7. Prapraccha vidvana pitannidanam janeshu vikhyapayitum mukunda kastvam mahabhaga varenya rupo devottamam tvam ganayami nunam. Translation. Lord Krishna understood the situation, but to inform people in general, he inquired as follows. Who are you, O greatly fortunate one? Seeing your excellent form, I think you must surely be an exalted demigod. Textate. Dashamimam vakatamena karmana samprapitosya tadat arhasubhatra atmanamakhya hivivit satamno yanmanyase nakshamam atravaktum.
Translation. By what past activity were you brought to this condition? It seems you did not deserve such a fate, O good soul. We are eager to know about you, so please inform us about yourself, if, that is, you think this is the proper time and place to tell us.
Text 9. Shri Shuka Uvacha Itisma Raja Samprishta Krishne Nananta Murtina Madhavam Pranipatyaha Kiritenarka Varchasa.
Shukadeva Goswami said, text 9. Shukadeva Goswami said, thus questioned by Krishna, whose forms are unlimited, the king with his helmet as dazzling as the sun bowed down to Lord Madhava and replied as follows.
Text 10. Nriga Uvacha Nrigo Nama Narendroham Ikshvakutanaya Prabho Danishvakhyaya Maneshu Yadikte Karanam Asprisham.
Text 10. Translation. King Nriga said, I am a king known as Nriga, the son of Ikshvaku. Perhaps, Lord, you have heard of me when lists of charitable men were recited.
Purport.
The Acharyas point out here that although a tentative expression is used, perhaps you have heard of me, the implication is that there is no doubt.
Vandeyam Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So this is chapter 64 of the 10th canto, Krishna's Dwarka Leela. Krishna now has taken the role of a king, not directly the king. He has installed Ugrasen on the throne, and Krishna is behaving as a representative of King Ugrasen. So this chapter begins with Shukadeva Goswami says Ekada. Ekada means like once upon a time. One day, Samba, Pradyumna, Charu, Bhanu, Gada and other young boys of the Yadu dynasty went to a small forest to play. So, these are not children, they are young, they are youth, and they are very happy. In one sense, Sridhar Swami says they are proud to be members of Krishna's family. I had heard from some devotees that sometimes the acharyas say it is good to be proud of Krishna, being Krishna's servant. Normally we say pride is bad, but this is one pride which is allowed. You can be proud of being Krishna's servant in the sense that you are not doing something unnatural, you are not doing something unfamiliar, you are part of Krishna. Krishna claims the living entities. Here claiming is in the sense of a very superior person making a claim. Like somebody says, this is my land and here are the papers. This is my gold, these are my ornaments. This is my degree, I am qualified. I am a qualified doctor, engineer, lawyer, and this is the certificate to show. It's a big issue in some people's mind that why Krishna brags about himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Oh Arjuna, I am this, I am that, I am the sun and I am the moon, I give rain, I hold back rain. And some people thought it is pride. This is, normally people are not supposed to talk about themselves, isn't it? So the explanation is, here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has taken the post of an acharya, of a guru. And the first and foremost duty of an acharya is to give knowledge. In fact, the Vedic version is acharyavan purusho veda. Acharyavan, a student who has a guru, only he gets knowledge of the Vedas. Veda here means knowledge. In modern Kali Yuga, the fashion is I read my books, I do my research, I do my studies, and that's how I am a learned person. Such a learned person has no importance in Vedic culture. Actually, even in today's times also, you and me would not go to a doctor or a surgeon who has just read books on surgery. Would you like to have your operation done by somebody who has simply read the books? You may say, did you go and practice surgery under a surgeon? So if this is common sense, similarly, Bhaktimai Seva, devotional service, also has to be practiced under somebody who is an expert in devotional service. In India, the notion today is, I do bhakti according to how I like it. And I think God is satisfied with me. I don't need anybody's certificate. Sure, you don't need anybody's certificate. But you need at least an authority certificate. Just like you need an authority to say whether you are a proper lawyer or a proper doctor or a proper engineer. So, that pride is healthy pride. That you feel I am now being claimed. Just like in biblical history, the whole of the tribe of Israel was toiling as slaves of the Egyptian king. And it was Moses who, after doing tapasya and after getting this direct command from God, he goes to the king and says, let my people go. So the king is amazed, he's angry. He says, well, what do you mean your people go? They are my slaves, they are supposed to work for me. He says, no. I claim them on behalf of God. And then the story unfolds there. So similarly, we find acharyas come and they take whoever would like to take their message. There is a chapter in Prabhupada Lilamrita which Satsarup Maharaj very nicely titled. I like that title very much. Taking on all comers. Somebody who comes is a comer. And goer is a goer. So he says, taking on all comers. Srila Prabhupada did not start an academy with some qualification that you have to take this certificate course in chanting, in following principles, then you could be admitted. He said, no, whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are, please come. This is exactly the mood of an empowered acharya. This is exactly the mood of Krishna, who tells Arjun, Mam eva amsha jiva luke jiva bhuta sanatana. Arjun, every living being is my part and parcel. I claim them. Tasam brahma mahad yonir aham bija pradapita. Of all species, I am the seed giving father. So it is natural that a father would always like to see his sons happy. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what is the purpose behind God's creation? Why? Why does God actually make this whole thing? And Prabhupada, see, is genius in giving such a simple answer to a big complicated question. Big scientists and astronomers are seeing the whole thing. In fact, today, more and more sophistication has brought in advancement in how man is able to see. I'll just take two examples. There's a microscope and there's a telescope. In microscope, not just the lenses, now you have an electron microscope. You can actually see things which your naked eye would never ever be able to see. One of the smallest things is a tissue in our body. And there are cells. One tiny cell, and this is there in our Origins magazine, that one scientist, upon seeing the various things functioning in one cell, said, this is like a city. It has traffic system, it has security arrangements, it has self-rectifying things. I mean, one body has millions and billions of cells. And here is somebody who is understanding what it means, just like somebody sees Bombay city, and you have traffic regulation, you have water supply, you have electric supply, food supply, everything. There is an authority, there are people toiling, there are people working day and night. Right now these rains are there, you can see near our Gamdevi police station, they have put a big pump which is going to flush out all the water. Why? They know, because it is high tide, it may flood the streets. Something similar happens in one cell. Now the other extreme, a telescope. There was Galileo, who saw through the first telescope. Tele means long distance or long. There were telecommunications, so telephone, television. So telescope is, you can see things which are far away. Over the last 450 years, now you have a satellite which has, this name after a scientist called Hubble. There's a Hubble telescope which scientists are claiming is the farthest that human beings have ever seen anything. Of course, we know it's a material effort, but we'll give them credit for seeing that. And what do they see? They see there is no end to this universe. And we can understand from the point of an ant, small ant, this temple hall looks like an unlimited universe. If you tell the ant who's always staying in that corner over there, that about 45 feet or 50 feet away there is another corner, he says, "Hey, what are you saying? This is too much." So everything is relative. So the more we try to understand things, we know that things are unlimited, beyond man's scope of understanding. And Krishna claims, all of these are my part and parcels. So this pride, now we take the negative part of pride, the unhealthy pride. That pride makes heart hard. I am proud of my wealth. Queen Kunti in her prayer says, four things make a person proud. Primarily four. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri. Janma is high birth. Your family could be exalted family. In India, your birth could be exalted birth. Depending upon the caste system. It's not like in the West, there is no caste system. They have this nobility. People who are born in so-called noble families. So it is there, that distinction is everywhere. Aishwarya is material wealth. Janma Aishwarya. Shruta is material learning. Your degrees, education. And Shri, personal beauty. Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri Bir Eda Mana Madha Puman. Puman is for all humans. They simply increase your pride. And because this pride takes you away from the position of devotional service, it is called false pride. Mithya Ahankar. Ahankar is there. Ahankar simply means identity. I am. Why is it called false? False ego. I am the Lord of all I survey. Srila Prabhupada took this from a British poem, that I am the Lord of all I survey. Literally it means, wherever my eyes go, that is all mine. So whether you are living in a one room kitchen flat, or you are having a 10-room flat, or a mansion or whatever, we all have this feeling that this all belongs to me. That's the meaning of all I survey, all I see. And Sridhar Swami says that the Yadu boys actually, here Sridhar Swami says the Yadavas had that kind of a pride. And Krishna doesn't like that pride. Krishna himself by nature is without any kind of pride. He can take any kind of service. In the Rajasya sacrifice of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Duryodhana said, I'll take management. I like management. Who comes? How do we do hospitality? Bhimasen said, I'll look up the kitchen department. He likes that. How to feed all the guests. Draupadi said, I look at reception. Seeing everybody is properly received. So all of the Kauravas also were there. Everybody took some, Karna, I think, took some treasury department. They all did some kind of service. And then they were looking as, what Krishna would like to do? He said, I like to wash the feet of all guests who come. He is not saying, I look after the chief guests or I look after... like normally, in any ISKCON temple, if you have guest reception, you have some access to Mahaprasad. So in that department, there is not much dearth for service opportunity. People like to... if there is a good thing we'd like to give, you get the feeling that I am giving it. But here is Krishna, the Supreme Lord, taking the position that I just wash all those who come, I'll wash their feet. So by nature he is very simple. Prabhupada actually writes in a purport that by nature the Supreme Lord is very simple. I kind of like that statement. Normally when you say God with so many responsibilities, creation, maintenance, you feel like a complicated person. But no. By nature Krishna is very simple. Because he is simple, he can demand simplicity. Why the demigods cannot do that? Because they know, they don't like simple things. They like elaborate pujas, elaborate rituals. So Krishna, because he is full and he is simple, he can say patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, leaf, flower, fruit, water. All four are very simple things. Even if you don't have all four, three, two, even one will do. How can you satisfy somebody who is so rich by giving him one leaf? Any leaf, not some decorated or some special kind of leaf. Any leaf will do. How Krishna is trying to address the pride question? Here he shows them one king who was so proud of what he has done. The first time I read King Nriga's story, I was thinking it's a bit too much. In what sense too much? Number one, this king says, you'll find this in the story coming later, oh, I have distributed millions and millions and millions of cows in charity. You can't even count that. So the acharyas also have some kind of a qualifier as to how do we understand. How can somebody give so many millions in charity? Anyway, even if he accept he has given, he was very happy with his, I am a pious person, I am a pious king, I have always done piety. How does he fall from his position? One day, one cow from a group which was donated, now cows are cows, they don't know whether they are donated here or donated there, or they are not supposed to fall in line. One cow strays somewhere. So, one Brahmana is given one big group of cows, so he takes them, and one cow strays back. Unluckily, whatever way you can call it, she joins another group which is yet to be donated. And this king is like a serial charity giver. One after another, he wants to keep on giving because he's obsessed with punya. I want so much punya that my enjoyment in heaven will be akshay. Many people are obsessed with the idea of going to heaven. In fact, there was an article in BTG in the 80s that most Americans, breaking all our regulatory principles, 70% said their chances of going to heaven are excellent. You see the ignorance. Here somebody is doing this kind of charity and he falls down. So, that one cow joins another group, and Vedic culture, the donor takes some water in his hand. Patastu. Somebody says, I would like to give. He makes a sankalpa. There is a purohit who says that such and such person has made this sankalpa, you will have to give this in charity. He said, yes, as Bali Maharaj did, I do agree. 3 pieces of land, here it is. So similarly, he poured that water. The first Brahmana somehow came back and said, how dare you give my property? That cow is my property. How dare you give it back in charity? So initially, the king was thinking, so what? I'll give you 100,000 more. He said, no. I only want that. So he told the second Brahmana that, would you mind? It was already donated. He said, how can you donate to me something which is already somebody else's property? And the king thought, like, day after day he has given millions and millions. This is like a small pinprick, a small irritant. It becomes blown out of proportions. They both say, I'm not going to take anything now. Curse you. Now we might say, this is not supposed to be Kali Yuga, different times. People should be controlled in their mind. Little thing happening and suddenly you are cursing, counter-cursing. Because there is a big reason, therefore such incidents which are very rare, one should not come under the impression that even in Satyuga at the drop of a hat people start cursing and counter-cursing. No. There is a big meaning behind it. Therefore it was, this thing was allowed to happen. So the king is very morose. Why this thing happened today? And afterwards he dies. Yamadutas take him to Yamaraj. He's like surprised. Hey, me? He likes asked Yamaraj, could you check out my punya record? Just try to find out. And Yamaraj himself has to give a certificate. This is very impressive. I'm really impressed. And he says, in contrast, what is the negative thing which made me come here? So he said, there is some bit of tiny, tiny, weeny bit of pap which you have to suffer. What would you like, king? First, the punya, blissful life in heavens for many, 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 many billions of years, and then the reaction. Like normally what we would do, what you and me would do, if you are told there is 5 glasses of rabdi, 4 types of ice cream, 10 types of laddus, and 1 glass of Kerala juice. You may say, let me drink this first. Afterwards only sweet, sweet, sweet. In fact, Bengalis like to have shukto or some bitter in the beginning so that it enhances your gastric juices. So he did what any normal person would do. That let me finish the negative first. And after that it's all akshay bhoga. The Chandogya Upanishad describes this. People who are so bhoga kami, enjoyment oriented, that heaven and the apsaras and the dancers and nandan kanan, flower garlands, they can't think anything beyond that. They feel as if life in heavens is only enjoyment. It is. But there is also suffering. In the lecture, Prabhupada said, 3 classes of people, poor, middle, and rich. Normal, sensible arrangement. 3 are there everywhere. He said, when I came to America, I was thinking, America is very rich people. Everybody is rich. That was told to me, Prabhupada was saying. But he said, when I came to New York, I saw the Bowery. The same bums are sleeping. Homeless people are called bums there. They're sleeping on the footpath. And Prabhupada is saying the police are coming and kicking on their backsides. Hey, get up. So the kick of a policeman, is it different if it is given by a New York policeman or given by a Mumbai policeman? Here you have homeless because they have no home. There they are homeless because they don't want to stay in a home. They want to take drugs, they want to just do whatever they want. Prabhupada said, but what can they do? Their modes are determining. You, sir, are a third class person, you will be sleeping on the pavement. So the modes in India make somebody sleep on the footpath, pavement as they call. The sleeping is the same. Your status is the same. Is it not? Like there, a beggar may ask for $2, please, $2, please, $2. You may say, good heavens, he asked for 125 rupees. In India, you may ask for 5 rupees. Actually, it is strange. I stopped traveling and that mentality changed. 1988 was, I used to give 1 rupee or something. Then I saw in a train, somebody gave 5 rupees. That beggar gave it back. He said, get some candy for your kids. So I was looking at this fellow. That fellow was really ruffled like. He said, I said, what happened? He said, he wants 10 rupees. Now it was such a cultural gap for me since 1988 and suddenly in 2008 or something. I said, 10 rupees? Indian beggars at the train are asking for 10 rupees? He said, yes. Like normally a person would say, give something to eat. I want to buy some food. Can you give me 2 rupees? My times, 2 rupees was for vada pav and chai or whatever. Now the same vada pav and chai cost actually 10 rupees. Very quietly, it seems like the government of India announced 25 paise, 50 paise are out of circulation. You can't even buy anything for those coins. They are like antique pieces now. Anyway, the point is, wherever you go, there are poor, middle, higher people. You can't avoid that. Even in the heavens, there are some demigods who are like the lower class demigods. Some are the middle, some are the personal associates of Indra, Chandra. We know their names, but we don't know all of them. Even there, somebody may say, you are invited for that person's party? I am not invited. I am a low demigod, you know. It's there. Even in beggars in Mumbai, somebody may say, we are beggars of Nepean Sea Road. This fellow is a beggar of Goregaon or Bhinder or Borivali, whatever. You cannot avoid. So the essence of this understanding is Akshay Bhog or Akshay Sukh. Akshay Sukh means unlimited, unending happiness. Where is it? How do you get it? I think it's in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita that something called Ananta. Anta is end. Ananta, without any end. Without any end to life. Without any end to knowledge. Without any end to happiness. Why are we craving for these unending eternal things? When everything around us is nashwar, nashivanta, ephemeral, temporary, or in plain words, threatened by death. If death is what we see around, why are we attached to something being immortal? The plain reason is, we, the body, we are destructible. But when we go deeper and understand, we the soul, the person living within the body, he is eternal. An eternal person will always hanker for eternal things. It is plain common sense. So what is the basic process? How do you attain that eternality? Krishna offers the process of knowledge. That pure knowledge can take you from a death-threatening situation to a situation where death cannot touch you. mrito ma amrita gamaya. Don't stay in a place where there is death. Try to go to a place where there is no death. Asatoma sadgamaya. Then mrtoma amritagamaya, asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Don't stay in a place where there is darkness. Go to a place where there is jyoti. Comparatively, from our angle, the heavens are jyoti. From heaven's angle, something else is jyoti. From the total material angle, Vaikuntha is jyoti. So jyoti means luminous. So the beginning of this knowledge, very beautifully Krishna puts it, that yagya dana tapak karma na tyajyam karyam eva tat yagyo danam tapaschaiva pavanana manishinam. Krishna is saying yagya dana tapak karma, nobody should give it up. Nobody. Everybody, here the word dan comes because King Nriga was very proud of his charity. You may say, okay, but now I am a devotee, now I am chanting 16 rounds, now I am a member of ISKCON, or I am a brahmachari, I am a grihastha. Should I still do yagya dana tapa karma? By chanting, you are actually performing the yuga dharma, correct? But other aspects of charity for a householder, you have to give in charity. You have to find properly qualified brahmanas and give. I was just thinking, in many places in our place of pilgrimage, the first thing people fear is you go and somebody accosts you and says, dharam karo, dharam karo, perform dharma. Why do people beg money, but they don't say give money, they say dharam karo? Just ponder over it. They are reminding grihasthas, your duty is to perform, to give charity. Now, in an enlightened system where there is training, where the sannyasis are the teachers, and the brahmanas are the teachers. The brahmanas are the leaders of kshatriya, vaishya and shudras. Sannyasis are the leaders of grihastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari and brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. So sannyasis are at the top. Sat nyas. This person has established his life on the basis of Sat. Krishna sometimes is called Satampati. So Sat means Vaishnavas. Krishna is the leader of the Vaishnavas. And to establish your life on the basis of Sat means a life dedicated to serving Krishna. So yagya dana tapa karma, you may say, is it for the elementary students? No. Yagya dana tapa pavana nam manishinam. Manishinam, manisha, is a very, very finely tuned mind. Manish means the lord of the mind. Manishi is one who is very thoughtful, expertly thoughtful. And manishinam means, even people who are very thoughtful, they never give this up. It is interesting to note that Srila Prabhupada himself, this purport in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains why he behaved in a particular way when he began his Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada got his disciples married with him being the officiating priest. And Prabhupada said, actually, I am a sannyasi. I am not supposed to do anything with marriage. So when he saw the American boys and girls, as he would term them, He said they all came from boyfriend, girlfriend kind of culture. And Prabhupada said, no, this won't do. You have to get married. So, it's like a legacy of a rich history of ISKCON, how the first marriage ceremony was conducted. Mother Jamuna, her sister was getting married and she offered to help. She said, is my sister, can I help? And Prabhupada said, yes. So she came. Imagine Prabhupada cooking the entire feast for his disciple's marriage. He chose the menu. It was fancy rice, then paneer sabji, rasgullas. He made some pakoras, puris. Especially when it came to teaching Mother Jamuna, she touched her hair and Prabhupada said, wash your hands. So she washed her hands. Then she said, can I take a cigarette break? Prabhupada said, no! Not allowed. So she was saying, what's the problem? Just imagine what kind of situation Prabhupada had to be in. And he must have told her to wash her hands a minimum of 24 times. And just clean, 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 everything clean. Krishna's kitchen means everything clean. And the whole feast was over. Then Prabhupada himself told Mother Janki how to put on a sari. He told Mukunda Prabhu at that time, her husband to be, that you have to buy a sari for her. So he went to an Indian import store and brought jewelry and saris. This samskar, this yajna, in fact there was, I think it is an initiation or it could be the marriage ceremony also, the yajna was performed. And all the guests were like, some thought there is a fire. Someone was trying to call the fire brigade. And small room, choking smoke. And Prabhupada was, other kinds of smoke disturb you, but this doesn't. So don't worry. And the American guests were like, somehow trying to tolerate. The banana, which is offered to all who sit in the yajna. And so Prabhupada said, offer the banana. But he said in such a way, nobody understood. Some started to peel and eat it. He said, no, 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 it has to be offered in the fire. So, no idea as to what we are doing, why suddenly in the midst of a room you need a fire, and then you burn all those grains, you burn so much of ghee, then you burn all this fruit. Read that purport. Prabhupada says, the samskar, marriage is a samskar. Vivaha is a samskar. If done properly, a samskar purifies you. What's the meaning of purification? The end result of purification is knowledge. Knowledge makes you eligible for that. We are linking everything with eternal happiness. How does in a conditioned life one even aim for eternal happiness? First thing is, never give up yajna, dana, tapa, karma. So, vivaha is a karma, vivaha is a samskar. The end result of samskar is purification, and that is why we can't give it up. So, just to conclude, round it up the whole thing, an average devotee in the Hare Krishna movement, what is the yajna that we do? Primary yajna is our daily chanting of a regulated number of times of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Primarily this is the yajna. Yajnai sankirtana prayer yajantihi sumedasaha. Those who are sumedha, whose brain is fertile, fertile brain people in Kali Yuga will use this particular form of yajna. Dana. Even though you may be a brahmachari, sannyasi or householder, householders are supposed to give dana in terms of money, but others can give dana as we have the chance of giving Krishna Naam, teach somebody how to chant, we can give Krishna Prasad, benedict somebody by giving them Krishna Prasad, or Krishna Katha, through the books of Srila Prabhupada. So through these three things, the Dan activity can also be performed. Tapasya, austerity. A simple definition given by Prabhupada is accepting an unfavorable situation voluntarily. It may cause you trouble, it may not cause you trouble. Basically, if it is unfavorable, it really causes some trouble. But accepting that trouble voluntarily. And Prabhupada said these four regulative principles: no meditating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication is enough tapasya. You may dally with something else if you can, but otherwise this is enough. And then kriya or karma means karma kand. Basically is that part of the Vedas which deals with this lenden, profit loss department. Do something this way and you get much more benefit. This is adhik mas. We could feed brahmanas in adhik mas. If you could, you get a lot of punya. So somebody would like to normally do some yajna, but on a specific auspicious day you get more benefit. This giving something less and taking something more is still the fruitive mentality. In the later part of this chapter, King Nriga tells Krishna, I am your devotee. Krishna agrees. But Vishwanath Chaturthipada says, karma mishra bhakti. This bhakti is karma mishra. You are attached to doing what you like and saying, Krishna, please be pleased with this. Simple thing. Somebody says, I would like to sing for your pleasure. So you may say, sing this tune. I will sing the tune which I like. Somebody says, I would like to cook for you. This is my favorite item. You may say, are you supposed to ask me what is my favorite item? No. I cook it best, I like it best, and I'm offering it to you. So the offering part comes later, but at least it is there. So it is not denied. So therefore this is mishra, mixture, not unalloyed, with karma. It's called karma mishra bhakti. Not bad from not doing it, but not so high considering what pure devotion service is. In the end, that same purport, that the next verse of that, Krishna clarifies, you should not give yajna dana tapa karma. How do you do it? How do you do it so that Krishna is satisfied? Krishna explains, do it without attachment, without expectation of any result, as a matter of duty. So yajna dana tapa karma has to be done without attachment, without expectation of fruit, and as a matter of duty. Then these four become the basis for knowledge. Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan gives a very beautiful analogy. He said, just like if you take a lotus stem, you will find that inside there are fibers already there. So he compares knowledge with a lotus stem. And if you dissect that knowledge, you will find yajna, dana, tapa, karma inside. So he says, by following these four, you don't need to do anything extra for knowledge. Of course, we also have Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Why do we say chanting is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Vidya Vadhu Jivanam? Vidya Rupi Vadhu, Asya Jivanam, her pran, her life, her, in that sense, her husband. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like the husband or the life and soul of Vidya, of knowledge. And the Vedic understanding is the wife will not go anywhere except where her husband goes. So automatically, just like a wife follows her husband, automatically transcendental knowledge follows anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.